Baruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom at the two dots. Our Mishnah is speaking about Maleches Hoitzah, being Moitzi Mereshus L'Reshus or being Machnis Mereshus L'Reshus. What we call in English carrying from one domain to another domain, either from the Reshus HaYachid to the Reshus HaRabim or vice versa, from the Reshus HaRabim to the Reshus HaYochid. Our Mishnah opens up by saying, Yitzios HaShabbos, Shnayim Shehein Arba, Bifnim, Bishnayim Shehein Arba, Bachutz. And therefore, in total, there are eight scenarios the Mishnah counts, four that are going to be Hotzah Mideraisa, and four that are going to be Isurei Dirabbanan. Says our Gemara, Omale Rav Masna la Abaye, Hotamnya Havyon, Tarte Sare Havyon. Are there only eight scenarios? Indeed, there are 12 different scenarios. In other words, the last four scenarios that are midirabanan, which we said when a malacha can be done by two people, and instead each one does only part of that malacha, so then that's called Shnayim Sha'asua, whereby both of them are going to be Oiver and Isur Dirabbanan. So in this case, if one does an Akira and the other one does the Hanacha, or one does the Akira and the other one does the Hanacha, then they're both going to be Potter Aval Asur Midirabbanan. So the Mishnah says that there are four scenarios like that. Scenario number one is that the Ani is making an Akira from the Shus HaRabim, and he then puts his hand into the Shus HaYachid with the basket, and the Balabayis takes that basket and he takes the basket and makes the Hanach in the Rishus HaYachid. Or the Balabayis makes an Akira from the Rishus HaYachid and the hands of the Ani are in the Rishus HaYachid, so he plays in the hands of the Ani, who then brings it back and makes the Hanach in the Rishus HaRabim. The other two scenarios are the Balabayis makes the Akira from the Shus HaYachid and then places it in the Shus HaRabim where the hands of the where the Ani is, and the Ani makes the Hanacha in the Shus HaRabim. Or alternatively, the Ani makes the Akira in the Shus HaRabim rather, and the Balabayis takes from his hand, from the Rishus HaRabim, and then brings it into the Rishus HaYachid and makes the Hanacha there. So the Gemara says those last four scenarios that are Midirabbanan really are eight altogether, because each one has an Akira and a Hanacha. So therefore it's really four times two is eight. So the Mishnah should say a total of 12 scenarios and not list a total of eight. That's the Gemara's question. Once again, Omar le Rav Masna la Abaye, Hodhamna Havyon, Tarte Serei Havyon. Are there only eight scenarios that the Mishnah counts? Indeed, there are 12. Ask the Gemara back, Ol Taimeich, according to your rationale, Shitzare Havyon. There should be 16. Because why? Why should there be 16 scenarios? Because not only are there the eight that you are including in the end, but in the Reisha, there are four that we counted, an additional four that are potter. So you should have eight and eight, which is a total of 16. Omalei holokashio. This is not difficult, because bishlama bebava dereisha potter umuter loktani. Ela bebava deseifa de potter aval oster kashio. It's not difficult because in the reisha, when it says that, for example, when the Ani makes the Akira from the Rishus HaRabim and the Hanach into the Rishus HaYachid, so he is Chayiv and the Balabayis is Potter. There, when it says the Balabayis is Potter, it means the Balabayis is Potter and it's Mutter Lechatchila. So therefore, we're not going to count those. And therefore, it's correct that it doesn't say 16. Ask the Gemara, Mi'ika Pekulei Shabbos Potter Umutter. V'homa Shmuel kol peturei de Shabbos Potter aval oser. Bar Mahani Talas, the Potter Mutter. We find all over Maseches Shabbos that when it says Potter, it means Potter Aval Oser. And the only exceptions are three different exceptions that says Potter Aval Mutter. What are those exceptions when it says Potter means Mutter? Tzidas Tzvi, when a deer runs into a corral and a person is sitting in the doorway of that corral, closing the option of the deer to run out. So he now traps the deer. He saw the deer. When another person sits beside him, let's say in the inner part of where the person was sitting, so even if the first person gets up and leaves, the first person will be chayv, and the second person is potter and mutter, because that person who sat beside him, the second one, is only being shoymer, only watching the tzvi that is already trapped. He never trapped the tzvi. That was being done by the first person. A second scenario when it says potter and mutter is talking about v'tzeidas nachash. When it comes to a nachash who is trying to bite a person, so when he traps him, he's just trying to avoid the snake from biting him. Now, we're not talking about a snake that is going to be poisonous and can kill him, because that's poshit, that's potter and mutter. But over here, we're talking about even when it's not going to be lethal, and still for him to trap the snake to avoid the snake bite, because he would be happy if the snake would just run off somewhere else. So here, when he traps it, it's not for any purpose other than to avoid being bitten. And that's mutter lechatchila. Umapis mursa, when it comes to piercing a boil, so have a person who has a boil, if he were to make a Pesach and then allow air to then come in and heal the boil, so that would be a malacha that's aser minatara, because he's making a tikkun, some sort of benia, and that would be aser minatara. But if he merely makes a hole just to bring out the pus, so that he doesn't care if subsequently it closes or not. And therefore, b'makom tzar lo gazru rabbanon, and that's mutter lechatchila. So the Gemara is asking, when it says mutter, it always means mutter, when it says potter, it always means potter aval oser, except for these three scenarios where it says potter and mutter. Thereby, our Mishnah, when it says potter, it can't mean potter and mutter. Answers the Gemara, no. Ki itzrich le l'shmuel peturei, when Shmuel, we're talking about that which is potter, the ka'avid maisa peturi. He's talking about those things that are maisa. Those things that he said are maisa, are potter, aval osar, except for these three scenarios. The lo ka'avid maisa, but if a person did not do a maisa, ikatuva, there's many scenarios that are potter and mutter, including our Mishnah when it says, for example, the ani makes an akira from the shus harabim and makes the hanochin to the shus hayachid. So he is chayiv, and the balabais is potter, he didn't do anything. Says the Gemara, Mikol Mokom Tarti Srei Havi. Nonetheless, we still are back to the original question that he's asking. There should be 12 scenarios in our Mishnah and not only 8. Says the Gemara, Peturei de Asi Behu Lidei Chiyuv Chatos Kachoshiv. De Lo Asi Behu Lidei Chiyuv Chatos Lo Kachoshiv. It's those Peturim in the Mishnah, in the Seif of the Mishnah, that begins with an Akira, that we're saying has the potential to then become an Isir D'Araisa. Because the one who makes the Akira, even though he only makes the Akira, and somebody else makes the Hanacha, whereby it's Asir Midirabbanon, had he then also not only made the Akira, but made the Hanacha, it would have been an Isir D'Araisa. So we're only counting those that where there's an Akira. The one who's making the Akira, he himself could potentially then fall into then making an Isser Deraisa. Those are the ones that we're counting as those that are Potter Midirabbanon when the second person is making the Hanacha. But the ones that are merely done as a Hanacha, since that cannot be an Isser Deraisa because he's only doing the second half of the Malacha, those therefore are not counted in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Shneim peturin, v'ha is avida melacha mi benayu. Why does it say that they're both potter? Hare, there's a malacha being done between the two of them. So why is it potter? Says the Gemara, bringing a braisa. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, me am ha'aretz ba'asoysa. The pasuk is talking about doing a malacha b'shoygeg, and it says in the words, me am ha'aretz ba'asoysa. From here the Gemara learns out, ha'oysa es kula, v'loi ha'oysa es miktsasa. Only when one does an entire malacha, is he going to then be considered transgressing midiraisa. But partially not. Yachid v'osa oysa, Chayiv. Shnayim ve'osu oysa p'tura. If one person does that melacha in full, he will be chayiv midiraisa. And chayiv achatos. But if a person does it together with somebody else, again, a melacha that he could have done alone, but he does it together with somebody else, then it's going to be p'turim. Potter aval osir. Potter from a korban chatos, but it's osir midirabonon. Itmar Nami, we also have a statement to this effect. Om Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda, Nizirka mi pi chabura v'omru. He says that it was thrown, so to speak, forthright, it was advanced amongst the chabura, the following halacha, the following statement. Be'asoysa, the pasuk says, like we just quoted, be'asoysa, yachi she'asa chayiv, shnayim she'asu ha'peturin. If one person does the malacha by himself, he is chayiv, chayiv chatas, assuming that he did it b'shogeg. And if two people do that same malacha, then it's pturin, potter from the korban chatos, but osir midirabonon.